This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 24, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The recent decision by the state of Florida to treat visiting general aviation aircraft owners as taxable low-hanging fruit has resulted in surprise bills, some of them large enough to buy a new light sport aircraft for people who don't live, work, or even buy their planes in Florida. The Florida Department of Revenue is reportedly conducting ramp checks to look for out-of-state N numbers at Florida airports. So, if you're in charge of the upcoming Sun and Fun event in Lakeland, what are you going to do now about the Florida tax trap? Well, ANN has received word that a memo from Sun and Fun President John Burton was emailed Friday to a list of unknown size. Quote, "It does not impact aircraft owners who have purchased an airplane within the past 6 months and have it titled, registered, or licensed in another state," unquote. If you're planning to fly to Florida, here's what you need to know. Our readers and listeners have actually fallen victim to this tax, which amounts to 6% of the purchase cost of your aircraft, less whatever sales tax you paid in your home state. If your plane is older than 6 months, or you did already pay at least 6% sales tax in your home state, be ready to document it. Check the story out yourself with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. President Phil Boyer has written a letter to Florida Governor Charlie Crist asking for a moratorium on the tax to allow time for lawmakers to strike it. Ask Michael Slingluff, president of the Florida Aviation Trades Association. His members are losing business over this issue. Michael, after reviewing Burton's memo, called it inaccurate and confirmed, quote, "The press coverage by ANN and AOPA has been truthful and accurate," unquote. On Friday, the Federal Aviation Administration clarified a Wall Street Journal report that the agency had forced United Airlines to ground seven of its Boeing 747s due to possible avionics calibration errors. Agency spokesman Ian Greger told the Associated Press the FAA did not order the checks, but that United pulled the planes from service on its own. United said Friday it had found no errors with altitude reporting equipment on seven planes that recently underwent maintenance at a facility in South Korea. FAA inspectors had found calibration equipment there out of spec, leading to a concern the avionics could give pilots inaccurate readings. Aloha Air Group, Incorporated, has filed the first airline bankruptcy of 2008. The operator of Aloha Airlines announced late Thursday night it filed a voluntary petition for protection under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Aloha is seeking the court's approval of a new financing arrangement with its principal working capital lender, GMAC, and permission to continue operating in the meantime. In its filing, Aloha blames its inability to generate sufficient revenues on predatory and illegal pricing by Mesa Air Group's Go Airline. Aloha says it has been forced to charge passengers below-cost fares at the same time fuel costs have been skyrocketing. A North Carolina pilot was lost Thursday in a possible stall spin accident near Weddington. The Wilmington Star News reports the Cirrus SR-22 GTS, piloted by 51-year-old Wesley Ward Manning Jr., was in the pattern at Arrow Plantation Airport and on approach to land when the accident happened about 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Witnesses said the plane's left wing dropped sharply, possibly while turning base, followed by an impact in wooded terrain in a nose-down attitude. Manning had flown in 150 miles from Pilots Ridge Airstrip. The FAA, NTSB, and Cirrus all said they were sending investigators. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing faces a lawsuit over the in-flight breakup of an F-15. The initials EAA disappear from the name of the Arlington fly-in. And NASA says an August shuttle launch already faces a delay. Today on the ANN special feature, my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We're going to talk about one of the few circumstances in which Bob really likes general aviation simulators. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.